Now we have the definition of four world empires and their destiny as interpreted by Daniel. So let's continue to read verses 36 through 38. I'm reading. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power and strength and glory, and wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. Now this is the first great world ruler. And I take it that this was God's ideal for Adam. Adam was given dominion. He lost it. And there has come now four great world rulers, or four great nations, and they've attempted to rule the world. And they've all just butchered the job. None of them have made a real success of it. But the first one did the best job, and the second, and so on. And we are down today where the iron and the clay is. And we right now seem to be in the number one slot. And very frankly, we're not doing a very good job, are we? I think any honest person has to say, well, we're not making a success of it. Now, Daniel begins, you see, immediately to interpret the dream here. The different metals represent world empires. Nebuchadnezzar is identified as the head of gold. He exercised rulership over the then known world, and no one questioned his authority. His was an absolute monarchy, and there's been very few since then, by the way. And we find in the fifth chapter of Daniel, verse 18 and 19, and in other sections of the Bible, we find a great deal is said about this Babylonian empire. Jeremiah, in the 27th chapter, beginning at verse 5, just let me lift out a few things. God says here, I have made the earth. And I'm reading now Jeremiah 27, beginning at verse 5. I have made the earth, the man and the beasts that are upon the ground, by my great power and by my outstretched arm. And I have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field have I given him also to serve him. And all nations shall serve him, and his sons, and his sons' sons. Now, God says, then I'm going to come and punish that kingdom and that land. That's interesting. And then we're coming to it again in the fifth chapter of Daniel. And I'm going to reserve till we get there to look at that passage. Now, God made him the one at the top. He's King of Kings. He's the first great world ruler. Been none like him since then. Verse 39, and after thee, he says, shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. Now, this kingdom that'll come after him will be inferior. The third one will be inferior to the second. The fourth will be inferior to the third, which means the fourth one is the worst form of all. And that's where we are today. Now, two kingdoms are mentioned here. The arms of silver represent Media Persia. And we are told that something would happen to the kingdom. In Daniel 5:28, the kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. So we don't speculate about that. And again in Daniel 6:8, now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Now the third kingdom, represented by brass, is the Greco-Macedonian Empire. And then we'll have something more to say about that later.